Penguin Audio presents The Books of Elsewhere, Volume 2, Spellbound, by Jacqueline West. Read by Lexi Friedel. Chapter 1. Everyone who lived in the big stone house on Linden Street eventually went insane. That was what the neighbors said, anyway. Mr. Fergus told Mr. Butler about Aldous McMartin, the house's first owner, a weird old artist who wouldn't sell a single painting and who only came out of the house at night. Mrs. Dewey and Mr. Hanneman whispered about Annabel McMartin, Aldous's granddaughter, who had kicked the bucket right there inside the house at the age of 104. With no friends or family to notice she was dead except for her three gigantic cats, who may or may not have begun nibbling on her head. And now there were these new owners, the Dunwoodies, who appeared to have already bought their tickets for the crazy train. Since the beginning of the summer, the neighbors up and down Linden Street had gotten used to seeing a quiet, gangly girl playing or reading in the yard of the big stone house. The girl was usually alone, but every now and then a man with thick glasses and thin hair would mosey out, take the ancient push mower from the shed, and cut one or two crooked rows of grass before stopping to stare up at the sky and mutter to himself. Then he would rush back into the house, leaving the mower on the lawn. Sometimes the mower stood there for days. At other times, a middle-aged woman came out of the house and wandered around the lawn, absently watering the weeds. The woman was also prone to leaving bags of groceries on the roof of her car, which sent bouncing cascades of oranges.